My name is Kev, or Kevin. I'm a recovering anorexic sex and love addict. I have been in the program since roughly October 2018, October 2018. Primary bottom line that I'll have 5 years off on roughly March 10th is transactional sex. I have another number of other bottom lines that I've added. I'm looking forward sometime in May to having a year off the bottom line of sleeping with more than one person in a 30-day period, which was my idea. I will say, if you're new and you do an inventory with a sponsor, you'll find out you had a lot of ideas. A lot of them were not good. But when you have a sponsor, you've worked the steps, you've taken people through the steps, you've learned to pause when agitated or doubtful, you started dating, get a clear idea of what you want. You start understanding what you want and what you don't want. You can experiment with relationships, with the sex that you're attracted to. You start to get ideas that feel a little more intuitively guided. And what I found over 4 years in program was that there was certain types. I was having sex that I, with people that wasn't breaking bottom lines, but it just wasn't fulfilling. It was still an evolution of, it was casual sex, but it wasn't even like, I didn't really like anybody. I wasn't really being intimate with people that I really liked. And so I made that bottom line. So that even if I'm in something that's casual, I got to make sure that I like the person, because otherwise I'm going to, as a sex addict, I don't have to wait 30 days, you know, to have sex with somebody else, a different person. So let me, like, that was the thinking at the time, and what it really just turned into is me having a lot less sex. And thinking about sex less. This is not where I was going to go with the share. Anyway, that was a good. So, however, when I came into this program, January of 2018, about 9 months before I found the rooms, I knew that I had a problem with sex, and I wanted to. There's a place near me that has a lot of meetings, and I remember going to that place, and I couldn't find the meeting. It's in a weird place. We just had a speaker there this week, and she asked me to meet her at Starbucks and walk her over because she knew it was hard to find. And it was a blessing. It was a blessing that I didn't come into these rooms solely as like a sex addict who couldn't stop using women's bodies for ease and comfort. The same way people scroll social media or scroll dating apps, I compulsively looked for women that I could screen and feel safe with and ideally get what I wanted for what they wanted. And I had this hideous rationalization of, you know, paying a woman for sex is the most honest, you know, relationship you can have with a woman, which was a reflection of resentment and fear of women and intimacy. The reason that it was a blessing that I came into the rooms 9 months later is because my higher power allowed me to have an idea. I had an idea. I was like, you know what? Maybe I need to get a girlfriend. and take her seriously. Like, let's take this girlfriend thing seriously.
10 minutes.
Thank you. And it's not unlike the idea I had a year ago about, you know, adding a bottom line, except I hadn't worked the steps, hadn't done a resentment inventory, hadn't done any work on me. You'll see if you're on social media and there's buzzwords, you know, people have done the work on themselves, have done inner work, shadow work, trauma work, this work, that work. It all involves writing, checking in with somebody else that's either a therapist or a sponsor. I hadn't done any work, and I didn't have God or a higher power. I didn't have anything, a power greater than me. It was just me and my idea. So I met a woman online, and my side of the street is she was unavailable. She made herself unavailable to me about 3 weeks in, but I thought that I could convince her. I'll tell you the truth. She told me that because I wasn't tall enough that she couldn't date me, which actually wasn't true. She was not single. However, I was like, hey, challenge accepted. I can sex this woman till her eyes pop out of her head and she'll love me. I'll go see her. I'll give her flowers. I'll call her. I'll do this. I'll do that. You know, I can make this woman, despite my height, love me. I took 9 trips to Toronto, 7 trips to Toronto in 9 months. And newsflash, she never loved me. She wasn't single. I found that out because I was sitting outside her house because I already suspected that she was telling a lot of lies. This is what trying to play God and trying to understand and have to figure everything out and you know, just letting fear run everything. That relationship ended in September of 2018 because fortunately I don't share. Like, I don't share. I won't date a woman who's still in contact with her ex. Even if they're broken up, unless they have a child together. And then I want to know, and that's just me. I don't share. That's a issue for my therapist and my mother as a child. Oh, if I get a therapist again, I did have one. So I came into the rooms and still using transactional sex to ease the pain of that relationship and my daily life and my fears around money, self-worth. If you're new, just start the steps. I'm going to go out on a limb here and say, I'm actually working with somebody right now who I told, I don't care if you're breaking your bottom lines. Get the step work done. Do the stuff that's going to help you get better instead of worrying about the stuff that you need to stop to get better. Case in point, today, I wasn't thinking about whether or not I'm going to call my ex who I'm in a, oh, I did think about it, but I decided not to. But I didn't think about it all day. I made candles. I potted plants. These are called top lines, the opposite of bottom lines. My bathtub is filled with soil and plant stuff. It's backed up. I'll deal with that tomorrow. I have 7 candles lit, incense. My plants look great. There's 2 in the shower, getting a steam humidity treatment. When I came in, nobody was raising their hand in an in-person meeting to be my sponsor. So I, being an anorexic and thinking I can go it alone still, I went online and I found something called a sex first step sex inventory, right? Your first 30 sexual experiences. So I started it by myself. And there was a guy that I outreached with who, thank you, who said, you know, he wasn't available to sponsor, but I it was very painful. I felt strange. I remember I was chain smoking cigarettes, which I quit a couple years ago. And I attribute this program to it. I attribute the steps and God to that. I think this stuff, this program works on almost everything. If you're willing to be honest and really do the work. I called him. I said, I'm doing this sex inventory and I don't feel very good. He said, meet me at this coffee shop. We read this book together. SLA Basic Text. We read the withdrawal chapter in step one. We did some step work. He asked me to write 10 things that I was powerless over and 10 consequences. I read my sex inventory to him. And he was my sponsor for 30 days. He told me to go to AA meetings. He told me to get an AA big book. He told me to go to NA meetings for the next year. And then I got a PDF copy of the SLA Basic Text, got another sponsor. If you're doing the math, late September, early October, didn't stop paying women for sex till March 10th. By then I was already on step three and on my fourth sponsor. For my first year, I went to men's Al-Anon meetings, NA and AA big speaker meetings, because that guy suggested it, and heard people's experience with the steps. Big speaker means no 3-minute shares. They only let people with birthdays for like multiple years and the main speaker of like 20 or 30 minutes speak. So you're just getting doused with recovery. And I'm not in AA or NA, but I trained myself to just listen for one thing that I needed to hear. And I for at least the first year and a half, I probably had more meetings with 2 meetings a day than meetings with no meeting a day. So that's like doing a 30 and 30 and 90 and 90. Just go to meetings habitually. I'm blessed that I have time to do that, to go to meetings. I did a meeting, men's meeting online this morning. So this is my second. When I first finally got this, everything kicked into high, when I was finally like on my, as my third sponsor said, when I was finally done, like, are you done? I was, but he wasn't a right fit for me.
2 minutes.
Thank you. I asked 2 men, one was a newcomer, another was a guy I knew, if I could call him every day for 30 days. Because I heard people talking about that in the program. I am someone who heard people talking in the rooms and started doing the things that they were doing. So you can get a sponsor or you can go, oh, wow, that's a good idea. Oh, that guy, I like that. Whenever that guy's talking, I like him. I'm going to listen. He bought a book. I'm going to buy that book. Oh, this person, they're doing, you know, they call 2 guys every day for 30. Don't talk to women. Okay, cool. I did 45 days light and polite with women. One of those 2 guys I called every day, and I called other people too, you know, crying, smoking cigarettes, you know, being vulnerable with men, which was the point. I don't know how to properly, in a healthy way, be vulnerable with women. Let me learn how to do it with men first as a straight male. If you're queer, get a sponsor. They'll help you figure out how to navigate that through doing the inventory work to figure out what are you powerless over, what are you compulsive over. Where are your qualifiers? Get attempts. Just ask somebody who's been around. Hey, can you help me set some bottom lines and figure out who I should be outreaching with? I've had mostly gay sponsors, and I've had 50-50 gay men. I've sponsored a lesbian. I've sponsored, she didn't last very long, but she, you know, took her through the first 3 steps of the anorexia. I've sponsored a number of gay men. What's that? Oh, yeah, it's time. Okay. Keep coming back. Start the steps. Start talking to people that you feel safe with, that you're not going to try to sleep with, and aren't going to try and sleep with you. And amazing things will happen. Thank you.